1.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for our worship services today at the Crossroad Baptist Church. This is Pastor William Coleman, and God has really been helping us to understand how we can pray powerful prayers. Today's message is going to be dealing with Elijah and some of the prayers that he prayed. It's hopefully going to help you to grow in your prayer life, and we'll be discussing how Elijah's prayer was something that he prayed based on a promise from God. You have God's promises. So we'll be joining that service in just a few minutes, but let me invite you to also join us at our website, crossroadbc.com, where you can log in, hear the sermons live as we are able to broadcast those. And then you can join us if you choose to do so on Wednesday night for our Zoom Bible study. And I'm praying that God would speak to your heart as you engage in worship and as you engage in prayer with him. We've got a lot of things we want to be sharing about prayer, but today's message is going to be dealing with persevering in prayer. It's taken from the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 41 through 43. Let's join the worship right now, and God bless you as you look to him. Lord, I'm available to you. How many of you are available to the Lord? Amen. 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 We want to make ourselves available to him. Amen. God bless you this morning. We just have a few things we wanted to share. Did we have a Black History Month presentation this morning? Anaya or any who's? I guess not. Okay. Next week? Okay. Amen. Amen. And we thank you for supporting the family of Deborah Baker. The services were on yesterday, and we have a thank you note that comes from the Baker family to the Crossroad Baptist Church family for all your love and support for Deborah Baker's homegoing service. Words cannot express the heartfelt appreciation for all the cards, flowers, and donations. God bless you abundantly, the Bakers, Arthur and Scott. And we also have a thank you. This comes from Lloyd Irvin and family. Thank you all so much for your thoughts and prayers and special gifts. It was more than appreciated. God brought me through. Hope to return to church soon. Amen. I'm telling you, he had a battle on his hands. He had a battle on his hands. And speaking of that, we want to encourage everyone, please, please get your vaccination. I know there's some skepticism. The medical professionals in your church recommend that you get the vaccination because there are a lot of people that are dying, and a disproportionate number of African Americans are dying from this virus. And I know you're probably saying, well, it's got its side effects. Everything's got side effects. Yeah. Amen. But I don't like the other side effect is I might die. Amen. So please get your vaccination. Finally, we have a thank you coming from Tony Payne. Thank you for the acts of kindness you all showed during the loss of my wife, Tony Payne, and family. And I would like to announce that on tomorrow, we'll be memorializing Paul Slusher, who passed away this past week. So be in prayer for Dimitri and family, that God would sustain them and comfort them and help them through this great time of struggle in their lives. Amen? And it's a blessing, as always, to be able to come into the house of the Lord and to worship him. For those that are joining us on Facebook and also on the live feed that we have, okay, I'm going to switch over here. Okay, for those that are joining us, we do thank you all for joining in today, and we welcome you to the Crossroad Baptist Church for our worship services. Those that are in the parking lot and those that are worshiping at home, may God bless you. We do invite you to join us on our website, crossroadbc.com, where you'll be able to not only find today's sermon, but also sermons from the past, and you'll be able to also make donations there. We make that available to you so that you can give. We want to honor the Lord in our giving, and I thank all of you who've done that in the past and as you continue to do that in the future. I got a couple more things I wanted to share. Today's my son's birthday, so he's his birthday today. And we've got some other members that have been have birthdays in March. So if you want to just wave your hand, we're going to sing happy birthday in just a sec. All the March birthday. Amen. Amen. It's good to have a birthday, isn't it? Amen. All right, got up in the choir stand. Okay. Amen. This is for you and your birthdays. Amen. Happy birthday to you. For those in the parking lot and those online. Birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. I do want to thank someone for giving me this mask. I don't know who. I know Sister Mills delivered it, but I thank you so much. Amen. God bless you. We appreciate that. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I'm gonna try it on after I finish up here. Amen. We'll try it on. Amen. I want to invite your attention as we look in the book of 1 Kings. We've been talking about praying powerful prayers. What does that mean? How do you go about praying a powerful prayer? I know I've had times where I prayed and I didn't know whether my prayer was being heard. But then I thought about it. My prayer really didn't depend on me hearing it, but God hearing it. And as God hears our prayers, He honors that. And so the Bible helps us with understanding what prayer means to us and how we can pray effective and powerful prayers unto God. Amen? Amen? 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41. And today we're going to be talking about persevering in prayer. 1 Kings 18 verse 41 through 44. And to give you a little bit of background as to what's going on while some of you are still finding it. Elijah had prayed that God would send or not send rain on northern Israel for 3.5 years. So it didn't rain at all for 3.5 years. Now he has to go back and pray that God would send rain. The Lord has given him a word that it's going to rain, and Elijah is one who's instrumental in that process. So as we pick up in verse 41, we find Elijah delivering the word to Ahab the king. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Get up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down on the ground, and he put his head between his knees, and he said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked, and he said, "There's nothing." And seven times he said, "Go again." And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Look, there is a little cloud rising from the sea like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and get down that the rain does not stop you." Persevering in prayer. I wish you'd look at your neighbor. Don't touch them. Wave at them if you want to. But look at your neighbor and tell them, keep on praying. Keep on praying. Look at somebody else. Tell them, keep on praying. Keep on praying. Amen. Let's bow in prayer as you may be seated. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for your promises and your grace. We thank you for your love that you've given to us freely. And as we come to look at what our prayer means and what our prayers can do. We don't depend on our own strength or our ability. We know it's only through the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you give us access to your kingdom. And I pray, Father, that you would help us in this time that we have together to honor you. And Lord, that we would be able to pray these effective prayers, powerful prayers, Lord, to not have some words strung together, but those so that they would mean something in your presence. Bless us, God, that we would learn how to pray and that we would learn how to depend on you. We love you and we thank you, for it's in Jesus' name that we do pray. And all the believers said, amen and amen.
3 years had gone by. 3 years and 6 months had gone by. It had not rained. There was no dew on the ground. People were struggling because of the lack of water, also meant a lack of crops, not able to produce food. Their animals were dying, and they themselves were suffering from this famine that had come on the land. And God had allowed this to show the northern tribe of Israel that Baal and all of the Baal worship, that was not God. There are a lot of people that depend on things to guide their life. But I want to tell you, there is only one true and living God. You don't get it from your zodiac. I wish somebody would help talk to me. You can read a sign, but I'm going to tell you something. You need to know the one that controls the planet, not the alignment of the planet. Am I talking to somebody? You've got to depend on God. You've got to trust him because he is the only true God. And I want to tell you something else. Even if there were other gods, they couldn't love you as much as God does. But let's just settle the point right here, right now. There is no other God but the Lord. Now, there are things that God has created. They do have some influence and some power, but one person, one thing cannot control another thing. Are y'all still here? You are being led and directed by the Spirit of God. So there was a conflict between Baal worship and the worship of God. At one point, the people would go over here and they would want to worship God. Then on the other days, they would go and they would worship Baal because that was the fertility gods. And that would cause people's crops to grow and for them to bear children and all of these crazy things that they had put in their minds. By the way, as the saying of Capital One goes, what's in your wallet? I want to ask you, what's in your mind? Is it being led by God? Is it being directed by the Lord? Is it from God or is it from some other source? Now, that's a serious question. It's one that Elijah posed to the people in his first time on Mount Carmel when he says, now, how long will you waver between two opinions? How long will you go back and forth, Baal, God? How long will you go back and forth between this influence and that influence and all of these other things that could impact your life, but they can't bless your life? So here it is, 3.5 years later, and the point is well stated that God controls it so much so that he can stop the rain. I thought about that song by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Who will stop the rain? God can. God can. God has control over that. And he also wants to have control over your life if you would yield to him. So the report came back. Elijah received the direction from God. Go tell Ahab that I'm going to open up the heavens and I'm going to send rain. He delivers the message. But rather than sitting down and saying, okay, that's done. I've done my assignment. Elijah feels this urging of God to pray. How many of you have ever felt the urging of God to pray? Something happens and you know that you don't have the power over it, but you know that God can come in and intervene. I want to tell you something. We need each other's prayers. Let me say that again. We need each other's prayer. I need you to pray for me and you need me to pray for you. As we all come together and we show our dependence on God and our relationship with God, guess who hears from heaven? Guess who pours out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive? Guess who comes into that situation and allows you now to know that he is Lord? That's what happened. So Elijah delivered the message. He said to him, go up and eat and drink because you need to get ready to get out of here. It's going to rain. We're going to have the abundance of rain. But as he did that, Elijah did not say, well, let me sit down and eat and drink. His priority was to pray. Your priority, saint of God, is to pray, is to call on the name of God and to know that he is Lord. Now, let me remind you, Elijah is a human being just like you and me. As a matter of fact, he, in a little bit later, he's going to get afraid. He's going to run down to Mount Horeb in order to flee from Jezebel. He's got fears. You've got anxieties. I've got these worries. I don't know what's going to happen in our world. I wish I did know. But then if I did know, what can I do about it? You've got to pray. You've got to seek God. Elijah found his prayer was a powerful one. His prayer got results. And guess what? Your prayers will get results if you depend and if you call on the name of our Lord. Amen? If you don't see instant results when you pray, guess what you need to do? Keep on praying. And as you keep on praying, God will take you in that progression so that he may not come when you want him to or in the way that you would want him to, but he is always right on time. Here's what happens. Here's what happens when you pray. God will tune you in to what he's getting ready to do. God will tell you, we got the book of Revelation, right? Some of us say it's a mystery book. No, it's a plan book. It's a playbook. That when things begin to happen, God said, now I'm going to do this, and next I'm going to do that. I'm going to break this seal. I'm going to pour out this vial. I'm going to do these things. And I'm telling you because nobody else is really concerned. But how are you going to get it to sink into your heart and into your spirit unless you read what's in the book? Don't be afraid to read the book of Revelation because guess what? You might be reading the newspaper from heaven. I like that. Amen. As we pray, and if we don't get instant results, what we can do is that we can keep on praying. Elijah was a man that keep on praying. And so when he got up to the Mount Carmel and began to pray, he sent his servant out and said, okay, go look. And really, this was kind of a student prophet. He was a student prophet. And Elijah said, go look. And he went out and looked, and I don't see it. Sometimes when you're praying about impossibilities, you're praying about things that happen in your life or things that you need to happen in your life, it looks like an impossibility. But what is impossible with man is possible with who? With God. And as you depend on him, the Lord said, keep on praying. Keep on praying. Now, God could have performed the miracle or performed the act of sending rain at the first time that Elijah prayed. But he sent that servant back seven times. And from that, we have some lessons that I want to bring to you. Very brief, but very practical lessons that I want to bring to you today. First of all, pray with the anticipation of God's promise. A lot of people approach God with a wish list. That's nice. That's real nice. But is it based on a promise from God? Are you asking for something that God may not have arranged for your life? Now, if you're asking for something that God may not have arranged for your life, it could be more of a problem and a thorn in your side than what you thought. I know a whole lot of you pray like I do. Lord, I just need $1 million. Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? Let's just play this thing out. Suppose you get $1 million. Now, all of a sudden, you got millions of calls where people want some part of your $1 million. Now, what you can pray about is you can pray about, Lord, supply my need according to your riches in glory. Now, why should you pray that? Because God's got a promise behind that. He's got a promise that links to that so that if you pray according to what he's promised, guess what's going to happen? You shall receive. Our thing is we like to pray according to our feelings. And your feelings can be dangerous. They can get you into a world of trouble. So what did Elijah do? He prayed on the promise. He realized that God had promised the rain. He realized that God was going to send the rain. So what did he do? He went up to Mount Carmel. He said, now let me not just chill out. I need to get and engage myself in prayer so that I can know and see what God is doing. What God is doing. I want to be in on his plan. I want to know what his promises are. And the Bible says his promises are yea and amen. That means God's going to do it. He is definitely going to meet your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So Elijah prayed to God based on this promise. I got tangled up here. Hold on a minute. We're back. But the second thing that Elijah did not do, he did not make presumptions. Pray, but do not presume. Pray, but do not presume. One man had his car tire to go flat. Got on the side of the road. He said, what am I going to do? So he decided he would pray. And his prayer was, Lord, fix my tire. Guess what? That tire didn't get fixed until he went around, got a spare tire out of the trunk, rolled it around, unloosed the lug. Now, the Lord gave him strength to do all of that. Sometimes we presume, Lord, help my bank account. Okay. A job might help too. Amen. There's some things that we need to, don't be presumptuous in prayer. Don't just, and here's a good one. Somebody you get mad at, Lord, get them. We talked about that last week, didn't we? Don't pray those kind of prayers because now you're being presumptuous. You need to reflect what God is doing and how he's working in your life. So here's what Elijah did. He got on his knees and he prayed. Now, I want to tell you something. You get more from heaven when you pray than you send up to heaven while you pray. Some of y'all missed that. Some of you, let me talk to the folks over here and then I'll get back to y'all over there, okay? In other words, your link between you and heaven is your prayer. As you pray, God opens up heaven so that he'll say, now, this is what I'm going to do. This is why I allowed this to happen in your life so that you might pray and seek me. When you know what God is sending forth from heaven. One scripture in the New Testament says that when Nathanael was one that had found the Messiah, and Jesus said something in the statement, he said, now you have identified me, he said, but now you're going to see the heaven open and the angels descending from heaven and going back up to heaven. Now, what was that all about? Communication. Being able to link with God, being able to talk to God. Do you not know that many of us would treasure the fact that we were able to talk to maybe somebody that had access to resources? Oh, I got in to talk to so-and-so, and so I'm going to get what I need. You have the greatest resource of all. You got God Almighty. Are y'all listening in here? But don't presume. Don't presume that what you pray for and everything you pray for, when you pray for, is going to happen the way you want it. It's not that way. Amen. Look at somebody. Tell them, keep on praying. Wave at them and tell them, keep on praying. Which brings us to our next point that we want to make. You've got to be persistent in prayer. Once you prayed the first time, don't get up off your knee. Well, the Lord didn't hear me. He heard you the first time. We told you that there are answers to prayer that sometimes you don't always agree with. One answer is no. And when God gives you a no, that means he's got something else in mind. All right, y'all listening? But you got to be persistent. Jesus gave the illustration of a widow that came to this man and kept asking him. This leader said, now, avenge me of my enemies. Avenge me of my enemies. And the man at first, he said, I'm not going to do it. But then the woman kept on coming. She kept on praying. And the man said, now, I'm wicked and I don't even like doing what's right, but because she pesters me, she annoys me. Now, I want to tell you something. I don't mean that you need to annoy God, but when he loves you, are y'all here? And when he's listening for you to pray, and you pray one time and you're done, how do you know that he heard your prayer? Look at somebody again, tell them, keep on praying. As you keep on praying, then the Lord realizes, or he already realizes, but then you realize, heaven must be looking down on me. God must be looking down on me. The Lord must be having mercy on me. As a matter of fact, I exercised this thing early this morning when I got up. I could have gotten up and just gone, but you know, when you get a certain age, you got to check out things. And so I feel the safest place in the morning when you get up is on your knees. But while I was on my knees, I told the Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you that I can get up and see another day in the land of the living. Thank you. You got to keep on praying. Don't just presume. Don't just take it for granted that God's doing these things. A whole lot of people are not blessed like you right now. Can I talk to somebody? A whole lot of people wish they were in your shape. You say, well, Pastor, you just don't know. Anytime you can stand upright, wash your own face, and take your own bath and bring yourself out to church, drive your own car, you've been blessed in a whole lot of folk. Some folk got cars in their driveways, but they're too weak to drive them. Come on, somebody. Some people got a lot of things, but they can't enjoy any of them. Hallelujah, somebody. But I'm so glad that our God had... Let's take a praise break right here. Let's give God some thanks in here. Let's magnify the Lord. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, yeah, my neighbor came over, but it was the Lord that blessed me, that brought me a mighty long way. Wave those hands in the air. Well, let them know. Let God know that you love him today because he is awesome. Amen. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. So the servant came back and said, I ain't seen nothing. I looked and I didn't see anything. I spanned the horizon and I didn't see anything. He told him, go back. And that's the Spirit speaking. That's the Spirit speaking. We get on our knees and we know we have a desperate situation on our hands. And rather than us keep on praying, we start worrying. Now watch this. If you can worry, you can pray. I wish somebody would see what I'm saying. Anytime you let stuff go over and over in your mind and you shake your head, I don't see how. If you can do that, you can pray. Amen, somebody. Because the time that you spend worrying, the time you spend rehashing and reliving, and what the devil wants to do, here's what he wants to do. By replaying that bad event that went through your mind, he's telling you it's impossible for things to change. But what you ought to do when the devil hits the replay button, you throw away the tape recorder and say, wait a minute, you don't know my God. You don't know how far he's brought me. You don't know how he's kept me through many dangers, toils, and snares. You just don't know. Stop the devil. Stop him from invading your mind. As a matter of fact, stop your own attitude. Because a lot of time when you replay stuff, that means you trying to come up with a plan to get folks back. Ooh, did I step on your toes? Sometimes the Holy Spirit will whisper to you, why you keep living that when there was yesterday? Yesterday is gone. And you're never going to realize God's promises for today until you tune in to prayer. Look at somebody and tell them, go back, go back, go back, go back. I know you ain't seen nothing yet. Go back, go back. Start praying again. And as you start praying again, that persevering in prayer, being persistent, God's going to say, oh, you know what? They prayed the seventh time. And that seventh time, it means God has completed it. You're completing your prayer process, and God has now said, it's time for things to happen. That seventh time, the servant went out and said, hold up, wait a minute, I see something here. I see something. I know you say, Pastor, I've been praying about this for years and nothing changed yet. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. He saw something as small as a man's hand, way over in the horizon, rising up out of the sea. And look at somebody telling him, that's my blessing. It's coming my way. And sure enough, what happened was that the sky began to grow dark. And the clouds began to form, and it started to rain. When it starts to rain down those things in your life, it's time to run. You got to be patient in prayer. You got to make sure that you're being patient. But then when it's time to run, the last thing I want to close with is that you got to use prayer as a means of proclamation. God's going to give you some things in prayer that he would never otherwise give you, except you've been talking to God. You have been communing with God. Is somebody learning something today? Never get up off your knees and say, I wasted my time. No. If God heard you, you didn't waste your time. Well, I don't know how to put it in words. Well, guess what? You got the Holy Spirit to help you put it in words. And the words that you can't utter, he's talking to God about. But you got to keep on praying. You've got to recognize who's in control of your life. Elijah sent word back to Ahab, said, now you need to run to Jezreel, and you need to let folks know that God did all of this. But how many know you can't trust a sinner to give a godly message? I mean, the Bible talks in Proverbs that if you put a proverb in the mouth of a fool, he gonna get it twisted. Are y'all here? Man, it's like you sending somebody, you know, somebody on the streets, hey, go tell my story. You don't know my story, and you can't tell it like I can tell it. Are y'all still here? And people get your message twisted, and they'll have it also where they never did get that blessing. You say, hold up, wait a minute. Yes, I did. The Lord brought me a mighty, mighty long way. The Spirit prompted. Look at this. It says in verse number 45 and 46, I'm going to read it in my notes here, that Elijah was praying. He sent his servant back to tell Ahab to go down because the rain was going to start and he didn't want to stop him. And then Elijah says in verse number 44, he said, now, as the clouds drew back, in the hand of the Lord, everybody say hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he tucked his garment in his belt. That means you're getting ready to run now. They had these robes, and the robes would get tangled up around your feet unless you did what the Bible calls girding up your loins. You tuck that robe in because you're now getting ready to either do battle or you're getting ready to run. After you prayed, tuck in your garment. Are you with me? Don't have your shirt tail hanging out because that might distract you. Don't let stuff get it around your feet to where it might distract you. Gird up your loins because now it's time to go. Many people have gotten up off of their knees and they had more doubt in their mind than when they first started praying. Are y'all still here? But your mind needs to be made up. Can I tell you what my grandma said? He's a mind regulator. Your heart needs to be fixed. He's a heart fixer. Once you pray, gird yourself up. Square your shoulders back. Lift your head up high. Don't be hanging your head down and talking about, I don't know. Well, if you don't know, guess who does know? God knows what you need, and he's able to supply your need. I feel like preaching in here today because many of us get up off our knees with doubt. You ought to have the blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. You ought to have that blessed assurance that if he brought you this far, he ought to be able to take you all the way. Are y'all still here? At one point, I'm going to close with this. At one point, Moses, amen, was listening as God was sharing some things with him. And the Israelites had made God so angry, he told Moses, now back up. I'm going to destroy every one of them, and I'll raise up a nation that will obey me. Moses had to keep on praying. He had to keep on praying. And he told the Lord in prayer, Lord, if you destroy them, what are the Egyptians going to say? You're going to get a bad testimony. Now, God already knew he wasn't going to destroy them, but he was letting Moses pray about it. And he interceded. Instead of just praying for yourself, if you see your neighbor needs something, why don't you pray for your neighbor? Now, why should I do that? You should do that because when the Lord blesses you, your cup is going to run over. So rather than have your cup just to run over and spill all over the ground, bless somebody else. Tell the Lord about them. There are folks that are bereaved. There are people in need. There are times of struggle. There are times of suffering. And you need to pray for them. And guess what? As you pray for them, you're going to get another blessing. You're going to get another blessing. Amen. Because if you get a cup of water to anyone who's thirsty, guess what? The Lord's going to bless you for it. You're going to get a reward for it. Keep on praying. Look at this, to tell him, keep on praying. Now, to apply this, I'm going to hurry up and close it. Those who listen in the parking lot, they haven't turned the engine on because it's getting cold out there. But give me just a few more minutes. Preachers always say that, you know. They always say, give me a few more minutes. And really what they're telling is give them 20 more minutes. But amen, if you just give me 5 minutes, I'm going to be done here. Amen. Richard, I'm going to be done in just a few more minutes. Just give me a little more time, all right? First thing that we learn from this, don't end the prayer with amen and sit down, but with an amen and go forth. Don't just say amen, now I don't have anything to do. You got the responsibility of now following up. Elijah said, let me run down here to Jezreel, because I know what Ahab going to say. As soon as he get to arguing with Jezebel, his message gonna change because he'll do anything for that woman. Come on now, y'all listening to me? Amen. She done got him all twisted up now. And I need to tell the story. Now Elijah was gonna have his other problem, so hold on to next week and we'll talk about that, because here it is, he could stand up against the 450 prophets of Baal, but couldn't stand up to Jezebel. Are y'all here? Some of y'all getting mad. Amen. Some of y'all got some Jezebel friends. Every time they come around, they always got something to say. They know how to run your business more than you do. Huh? We're going to talk about that next week. All right. I'm tuning in next week. But instead of the amen, it was a go forth. He went forth in the power of the Spirit to take the message back to Jezreel of what God has done. Nobody can give God praise like a saint of God that's been blessed by God. Nobody can give God thanks. That's why when we come in church, and I'm so glad David did it today, it's not a thing about the choir singing to you. They'll help you stay in tune, but you singing with them to get into the presence of the Lord. Are y'all still here? But you got to run with it. You got to run with it. The second thing about it, you got to recognize the need to pray with patience. God does not have a stopwatch. Okay? He made time. He didn't have to keep time. I like that. Somebody write that down. Yeah, he made time. He didn't have to keep it. He's not governed by the things that we're restrained with. Help, Lord. Help. We need you now, Jesus. What does now mean in the presence of God? Did you know how that one day could be 1,000 years with God? And 1,000 years could be one day. He could reverse. It doesn't matter with God because he's got everything in his control. Pray with patience. Listen, when you get on your knees, calm yourself down. Calm your heart rate. Calm your mind and start talking to God. And say, Lord, I just want to talk to you. I just want to call on your name. First of all, I'm thankful that I can pray. And I don't come on my own authority. I come in the name of Jesus. The sacrifice for my sin. The atonement for my sin. When you have that patience in prayer, God is listening. Don't rush through your prayer. Don't say, I got to hurry up and pray for God. I got to get ready to go to work. That's me. But soon and very soon, we're going to be done with work. Soon and very soon, we're going to see retirement. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. And I'm going to have time to just pray and talk to God. Amen. Ain't got to punch no clock. Amen. Last thing about prayer. Not only should we go forth with the amen, but we should also have patience. And thirdly, don't be afraid to wait for a sign from God. Don't get presumptuous and think that you got it. Okay, God, I feel better now. I got it. No, you don't got it. It's not proper English, but you know my Ebonics kick in every now and then. But it means you got to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. But I've been waiting, Pastor. You still living? Then wait a little bit longer. Wait a little bit longer. Now, I didn't say don't pray. I said wait while you pray. Wait on the sign from God. Elijah waited 3.5 years for that sign from God. And one day he got up and God said, today is the day. Sooner or later, God's going to say to you, today is the day. You need to recognize that. Persevere in prayer. Keep on praying. Father, thank you for your love and your grace today. Thank you, Lord, for how you have blessed us to pray and given us this precious gift that's so underused by the church of today. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to pray more. And if we can't come up with the word, sing you a song. Sing to the Lord. If we can't sing a song, then just hum and make melody in your heart unto the Lord. But most of all, spend that time fellowshipping with the God who loves you dearly and who gave everything to redeem you. Father, bless us now. Bless especially that person that does not know you. And maybe for the first time, their heart is being opened to the truth. May they pray and may they find grace and favor in your sight. Thank you, Lord, for our time together. Thank you for blessing us with this powerful gift of prayer. May we use it this week for your glory and honor. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. While the choir is getting ready to sing, I want to remind you that you can drop your offering in the basket as you go out. Pray for someone this week. Write down a couple of names, maybe folks that you haven't prayed for before. but you know that they have a need. Pray for them that God would bless. And I guarantee if you do that, the Lord will reward you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. I'm going to ask Brother Joe if he'd come out, come up and close us in prayer while the choir gives us a verse of a song.
My God can do anything. My God, He can do anything.
He's got the power.
He's got the power. He's got the power. He's got the power. He's got the power. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. My God can do anything.
Amen. Amen. What a message. You know, each day God has given us an opportunity to worship Him and to let us know that He is still in control. You know, sometimes I want to take this mask and just rip it off. But you know, it reminds me of what the Bible says about sin. We need to be able to put it under control. So I thank God that I'm able to keep it up in my face so it can help somebody else. So Lord, today we want to thank You for this message, O God, about prayer. We realize, Lord, that we do not pray enough. There are those, O God, who are in the hospital, in the nursing home, at home, those who are confined somewhere. We know, dear Lord, that they need our prayers, and we want to remind them that we have one spirit and that we can unite our hearts together wherever they are and whatever challenges they face, that You are there and that You, O God, can answer. Just like Elijah, Lord, we ask this day that You will enable us, O God, to wait, because we are an impatient people. So help us. Help us as we grow, that we would learn to understand when You speak to us, that You, O God, are going to respond positively. But we must wait and let You do Your work. Even though, Lord, that we may not see it right now, we may not understand it, but one thing for sure, we know You are at work. So we do pray today as we leave this sanctuary, our hearts, O God, are yearning for the things of God. May we take this message of hope. May we take this message and go out and tell someone else, dear Lord, who are without hope, that Jesus is still on the throne. And as He knocks on the door of their heart, we pray that they will respond and accept His invitation. Be with us today. Bless us throughout this day and throughout this week. And may we continue to give You praise, honor, and glory in all that we do and say. We ask these mercies in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.